哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
今天晚上跟大家谈有基督的心。
Tonight we'd like to share the topic to have the heart of Christ.
当我们受洗蒙受主的救恩之后，
When we have been baptized and received the salvation from God,
我们应当就是要过着一个属神儿女的一种生活表现。
We should carry out a life that is one as children of God.
必须也要能够体会耶稣基督的心。
That we have to have the heart of Christ.
才能够活出他的形象来见证我们的主。
And that is how we can live out his image and testify for him.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的，请看14节到16节。
Chapter 2 from verse 14 to 16. Verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness for him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
在这里啊，保罗面对哥林多教会。
Here, Paul is talking to the Corinthian church.
在哥林多前书里头，几乎每一章都在处理教会的问题。
And in 1 Corinthians, every chapter mentions a problem in the church.
所以教会里面呢，就有三种不太一样的人。
And within the church, there are three types of believers.
那十四节这里谈到第一种人，属血气的人呢。
And in verse 14, it says a natural man.
虽然受洗了。
Even though they have received baptism,
但是他没办法用神的道理和神的生命来活出来啊。
But they do not live out a life belonging to God.
他所表现的还是好像没有信主一样。
Their behavior is as of an unbeliever.
所以是凭着血气来做事。
So they do things according to the flesh.
那第二种人呢？
The second type
是自称为属灵的人呢。
Is ones who call themselves spiritual.
看起来很热心，很虔诚。
On the surface, they are very fervent.
但是不是神要的那种属灵人呢？
But they are not the spiritual people belonging to that God wants.
所以哥林多教会里面也有人自称自己是属灵的那一党派的那种人呢。
So within Corinthian church, there are those who call themselves spiritual.
但在这里，保罗他这样说。
But Paul says.
他说要知道主的心啦。
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
那我们应当是有耶稣基督心的人呢。
We should have the mind of Christ.
所以前面两种人呢。
So the two previous type of people.
是会制造教会纷扰问题的人呢。
They cause problem within the church.
那第三种十六节讲的人呢。
And the ones mentioned in verse 16.
那才是真正一个能够具备耶稣基督心的。神的儿女的人呢？
They are the ones who truly are the children of God who has the mind of Christ.
有一个教派啊，就是佛教。
There's a type of religion, the Buddhism.
他们的教主就是释迦牟尼了。
And the founder is Zakamoni.
释迦牟尼哈，就照着翻就好了啊。
Zakarta.
释迦牟尼，因为他的称呼是这样，所以我们没办法用别的讲嘛。
His name was Sikamorni.
那他也在培养他很多的弟子。
And he was training disciples.
因为我们在研究佛教的时候，有看到这一段话。
And if we study the scriptures, there's some phrase.
他有很多的佛经。
They have a lot of scriptures.
但是里头有一段记载啊。
But one part mentions.
也是成为他们在佛学上的一个很重要的认识。
And this is an important understanding for them.
在佛学上一个很重要的认识。佛学怎么翻呢？
And it's an important understanding in Buddhism.
那个就是他跟五个比丘尼的对话。
And it's a dialogue he had with five
比丘尼也可以翻作弟子了，就是和尚的意思了。
With five monks who are his disciples.
那他问他们一个问题。
So he asked them a question.
他说啊，你们到底在佛学的道理上面领悟了多少？
He asked them, what is your understanding in Buddhism?
那第一个弟子就说了。
The first disciple answered.
讲完了以后，这个释迦牟尼他就讲，你得到我的皮。
And after he answered, the Sakyamuni said, you receive my skin.
那第二个弟子说了。
And then the second disciple answered.
释迦牟尼回答说，你得到我的肉。
And he answered, you receive my flesh.
第三个弟子说了。
Then the third disciple gave his answer.
释迦牟尼又说，你得到我的筋。
And Sakyamuni said, you receive my tendon.
第四个弟子说了。
And then the fourth one gave his answer.
释迦牟尼说，你得到我的骨头。
And Sakyamuni said, you got my bones.
第五个弟子他是最少讲话的。
And the fifth disciple usually has a few words to say.
第五个弟子。
The fifth disciple.
他说了。
Said.
然后释迦牟尼回答
gave his answer, and then Sakyamuni answered.
你得到我的心。
You receive my heart.
所以从他们的老师的回答，得到这个教主的心呢，这一个可以成为一个最好的衣钵传人呢。
So the fifth person who received the heart, he is the rightly inheritor.
他的外表并没有像其他的人这样的梳洗打扮呢。
His outer appearance isn't as appealing as the others.
但是他却能够很用心的在体会这个老师说的他的精神，他的做法。
But he truly used his heart to understand what his teacher was teaching.
所以这一段对话成为他们一个很重要的在禅悟道理上面的一种学习啊。
So this dialogue between the teacher with the five disciples became an
important lesson. 我们想想看。
We should think about this.
这不过是弟子面对教主耶。
This is just the disciples facing the founder of their religion.
我们今天是面对创造宇宙万物的真神耶。
Today we are facing the creator of heaven and earth.
那我们是他的儿女哦。
And we are his children.
那我们既然是他的儿女，我们是不是也要去体会他的心呢？
And since we are his children, shouldn't we try to understand his heart?
要去经验他的一切。
To experience everything he went through.
主对我们的用心和意义在哪里呀？
What does God want from us?
我们才不会辜负了主对我们莫大的恩典呢。
We need to know this so that we would not disappoint His grace.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
我们来看那个罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were sinners.Christ died for us.
在这里告诉我们了。
Here it tells us.
当我们还在罪人做罪人的时候。
While we were still sinners.
耶稣基督就为我们死了。
Jesus Christ had died for us.
神的爱，神的恩典就在这个地方向我们显明了。
This is God's love and God's grace for us.
所以主的用心。
So this is.What God has
对我们有莫大的恩典。
He has given us abundant grace.
我们自己要去做一个追求，去认识、体会。
So we have to pursue this and try to understand this.
我们想想看。
Think about this.
我们曾经或现在是做父母的儿女啊。
In the past or right now, we are children of our parents.
如果我们讨父母的欢心。
If our parents find favor in us,
我们的父母会得到安慰的。
Then our parents are comforted.
再苦也是愿意付出的。
They would give anything for us.
甚至过去所有的代价劳苦也都没有关系。
And it's okay for all their labors for us.
因为儿女很听从父母的话。
Because we as children obey them.
照着父母的心意去走。
and we follow after their heart.
表示儿女很懂得体会父母的心。
Which means we understand them.
我们对神也是一样哎。
This is the same way with God.
神验中了我们。
God has chosen us.
我们更要讨他的欢心哎。
So we need to find favor in His eyes.
要认真去了解神对我们的用心啊。
We need to pursue to understand what He wants.
对我们的付出啊。
What He has given out for us.
对我们的牺牲。
What He has sacrificed for us.
这样才会得到他的喜悦。
And only this way can we please Him.
所以保罗他这样说。
So Paul said.
他立志得主的喜悦。
He has set a goal to find favor in God.
这个就是要来用心去体会神在他身上所做的一件事。
And this is to use his heart to experience everything God has done for him.
我们曾经有过这样做吗？
Have we done this?
就曾经有过这样用心去学吗？
Have we tried to learn this hard?
如果你愿意成为他的儿女，
If you are willing to become his children,
愿意得到他的同工，
If you want to have his abundance,
你就得用心去体会主的心。
Then you have to use your heart to feel God.
慢慢的你才能够具备而且效法主。
Then slowly you can be equipped and follow
God. 所以首先我们要来谈一谈，
So first we need to talk about
我们应当要明白基督的心。
That we have to understand the mind of Christ.
我们请看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
念到第八节。
From verse 5 to verse 8. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. 8. And being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
在这里保罗这样劝勉。
Here Paul encouraged us.
劝勉教会腓立比教会的同龄要有耶稣基督的心。
He asked the members of Philippian church to have the heart of Christ.
那要有耶稣基督的心啊。
To have the heart of Christ.
这是一个目标。
This is a goal.
而且是我们一个生活、信仰生活的重要内容啊。
And this is an important part of our spiritual life.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
因为他亲自为我们做了十架救赎的大工程啊。
Because Christ has completed salvation on the cross.
我们配得吗？
Are we worthy to receive salvation?
我们有时候很自私哎。
Sometimes we're very selfish.
有时候体贴自己的情欲哎。
Sometimes we go with the flesh.
有时候以自己的思想观念为中心呢。
And we put ourselves in the middle.
但是你别忘记了，他已经为我们受死在十字架上了。
But we cannot forget that Christ has died on the cross for us.
这个爱，这个生命已经不能抹灭了耶。
This love and this life, this death, we cannot.
问题是我有曾有努力过，真的来明白主耶稣在十字架上救恩的用心吗？
But the problem is, have we really tried to think about how Christ died on the cross for us?
六节到八节。
From verse 8 to 8, from verse 6 to 8.
在六节讲到他有神的形象。
In verse 6 says he had the form of God.
他的形象啊，就如同公义慈爱咯。
It's his righteousness and his love.
良善圣洁咯。
And his holiness and his kindness.
怜悯和平咯。
And his mercy and his peace.
这些都是他的一个确实的形象。
All these are part of his form.
而且他是万王之王，万主之主。
And he was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
第六节记载说啊。
And in verse 6.
他有神的形象，道成肉身来到这世界。
He was in the form of God and came to earth.
但是他却来虚己，要来完成他的工作。
But he humbled himself to finish his task.
不用神的这种角度来面对人呢。
He did not face men as God.
亲自道成肉身，然后在人的中间立下美好的榜样，要来拯救世人呢。
But he came to earth in the form of flesh to be among men to set a good example.
用他自己成为最美的挽回祭耶。
He used himself as the ultimate sacrifice.
倒空自己啊，极为谦卑。
He poured out himself and was very humble.
所以他的用心，他的谦卑就在这个里面了。
So this is how he was humble.
显明给我们看。
It showed us.
那我们可以辜负主一切的用意和作为吗？
So how can we neglect this effort from him?
一个在天上荣耀的君王，耶稣基督。
A glorious king from heaven.
为了拯救我们，亲自到这世界。
In order to save us, he came to this earth.
这种虚举，这种谦卑。
This humility.
目的是什么？
What is his goal?
就是为了拯救我们嘛。
It's to save us.
不透过他，不这样做，我们怎么可能赦罪洗罪呢？
Unless he did this, how can we gain salvation?
我们看到第七节。
Verse 7.
这里说他的第二个形象取了奴仆的形象。
And this is his second form, the form of a bond servant.
他表明了他真的非常用心要来服侍拯救世人。
And here it shows that he truly used his heart trying to save people.
他真的无怨无悔耶。
He really had no complaints.
他的付出啊，像一个奴仆一样的努力的。
He gave like a bond servant.
在马可福音里面看得好清楚哦。
We can see this in Mark.
他马不停蹄的，甚至连饭都没得吃啊。
He is so busy that sometimes he didn't even have time for it to eat.
但是他的目标一直走向这个十字架上的救恩道路上面了。
But he kept on pressing toward the goal of.
他被人家唾弃。
He was loathed by others.
被人家吐口水。
He was spit on by others.
被人家看得非常杂质。
And others belittled him.
但是他都无怨无悔。
But he never had any complaints.
忠心的要来完成他的使命。
He was very faithful to toward
his. 奴仆的形象。
This form of
我们有办法降卑到这样的地步吗？
Can we humble ourselves to this point?
我们再来看这个第八节。
And in verse 8,
这里说他取了人的样子。
Being found in the appearance of a man.
他来到这世界。
He came to this earth.
是用爱进入这世界里面。
He came to this earth with love.
他又用爱来画下这个句点了。
And he ended it with love.
这个情节在约翰福音里面看得好清楚。
And we can see this from the Gospel of John.
三章十六节。
In chapter 3,
他为了爱我们世人。
For God so loved the world.
所以他道成是肉身来。
That he came to this earth.
我们没有看到这样的世人能够用爱进到世界这样的角度观点进来的。
We do not see any other man entering earth. Because of love.
那他所有的福音工作就是用爱来感召人、呼召人的。
And throughout the gospel, he used love to move others.
一直到最后第十九章。
And until the very end at chapter 19.
他承受这哥哥他山上的这条路的痛苦。
He endured the road to Golgotha.
最后成就了这个十架救恩。
And in the end, he fulfilled the salvation.
画下了一个完美的句点。
And it was a beautiful end.
所以保罗他深深的这样感动。
So Paul was truly moved.
我们来看加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二章的二十节。
Verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗在这里非常了解耶稣基督的用心。
Here Paul truly understands the motive of Christ.
他说过去自私的我、犯罪的我已经被钉死在十字架上。
He said the past, the selfish me has been crucified on the cross.
那现在我活着不再是我。
Now is no longer I who live.
是基督耶稣在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
你如果没有这份体谅主的用心了，你没办法体会这么样的一个信仰。
If you do not understand this love of God, you cannot have a life of faith.
所以他说主是爱我的。
So Paul says God loves me.
为我舍己。
He has died for me.
我们看到他的存心顺服。
We see how Paul completely was obedient.
一直顺服到成就十架救恩呢。
Excuse me, Jesus was completely obedient to the point of dying on the cross.
为我们打开了这一条通往天国的道路，就在他身上啊。
And he has provided a road to heaven for us through him.
他忍受了很大的痛苦。
He has endured great pains.
最后在希伯来书第五章说成为人类得救的根源了。
And in Hebrews chapter 5 it mentions that he is the source of our salvation.
这个真的不简单。
This is not an easy task.
他知道他来要怎么成就这个救恩。
He knows that when he comes how he will fulfill this salvation.
他所有的动作宣传就是往这条救恩的道路上面走。
Every action that he did was toward this goal.
他这个救恩的道路成就在什么地方？
And how did he fulfill this road?
在各个他山上的那个十字架上。
It's the cross on Golgotha.
圣经描写那是一个独楼地。
The Bible mentioned it as a mountain of.
意思就是死地啊。
Of skulls, so it is a place of death.
不容易耶。
It's not easy.
有什么样的人可以为我们这样做呢？
What kind of person can do this for us?
而且这一条路是通往天国的道路。
And this road leads to heaven for us.
这一段十字架哥哥他山的路啊。
So this road to Golgotha.
就是我们大家要用心去明白了解的得救的正路。
So it's what we need to understand, this road to salvation.
是主用他的生命和宝血铺成的。
This road was paved by God's blood.
只有这条唯一的道路就没有了。
There's only this one road to heaven.
他也亲自如此做见证啊。
And Jesus testified for himself.
他说：“若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。”
He said, "Unless through me, no one can see my Father."
真的是这样。
This is true.
有一个慕道朋友。
There was once a truth seeker.
听到我们教会的一个他的朋友啊，对他这样讲。
He has heard a friend of his who is our church member.
那我那个慕道朋友为什么会找他谈
？So why would this truth seeker talk to our church member?
因为他发现了，哎，这个同事就是我们教会的弟兄啊。
Because he had found out that this church brother
做事很认真
，is very fervent in his work.
讲话很实在
，and he is very truthful.
行为很正直
，and he is very righteous in his.
所以在工作上面顺利得到这个。公司老板的赏识。
So he was looked heavily upon by the boss.
他不会跟人家参加一般的应酬。
And he wouldn't socialize normally.
所以他很稀奇。
So he's very rare.
在这样的社会很难得看到这样的人呢。
It's very hard to find someone like this in the society.
哎，实在的人呢。
Someone who is very.
所以这个慕道朋友啊，他就请我们这个弟兄这同事到家里啊做客。
So that's why the truth seeker asked our church member
然后就问他
and then asked him,
你为什么会这么好
How can you be so good?
啊，你为什么会有这么好的行为
Why do you have such good behavior?
感谢主，我们这个弟兄很谦卑
Thank God this brother was quite humble
他不会说我本来就是这样
He didn't say that I am like this
我本来这个人生规划就是这样他不会这样说
I've always lived my life like this
他只有告诉他
He just told him,
我为什么会这样？因为我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I'm like this because I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
因为我了解耶稣基督的救恩。
Because I understand the salvation of Jesus
Christ. 紧接着他又这样讲。
And then he said,
其实耶稣基督也在为你流血。
The church member said to the truth seeker,
等候你来寻找他。
Jesus Christ has shed blood for you. He's waiting for you to find him.
你如果愿意，他也一样把救恩给你的。
If you're willing, he will give his salvation to you.
他简单讲这几句话。
Such simple phrases from him.
奇妙的事发生啊。
A miraculous thing.
这一个慕道朋友啊。
The truth seeker.
只有这样听哎。
He just heard that.
哭得不得了哎。
Then he started weeping.
听到耶稣基督也为我受死流血。
He heard that Jesus Christ had shed his blood for me.
他觉得他不配耶。
He felt that he was
unworthy. 我没有准备好耶。
I was not ready.
我哪里认识耶稣基督啊？
I don't even know Jesus Christ.
哇，那个弟兄讲完了。
And the brother was finished.
哎，他就跟他说，我们一起跪下来祷告。
The brother told the truth seeker, let us pray.
一祷告啊，这个慕道朋友得到圣灵啊。
And once they prayed, the truth seeker got
Holy Spirit. 感动了哭泣，这位主啊。
So he was greatly touched and cried.
一个不曾接触。
Someone who's never
结果这样讲
Jesus,
神的灵运行在里面
and the Spirit of God
这个慕道朋友听了也明白了主的用心
and the truth seeker after he heard it he knew the
后来祷告完了就赶紧到教会找传道
and after their prayer they went to the church to find
啊传道你看看他这个是不是得到圣灵了
to confirm whether he received
the Holy Spirit 他一起祷告
they prayed together
真的是圣灵
he truly received the Holy Spirit
传道又按手再让他更加充满了。
And the pastor helped him to pray to fulfill the Holy Spirit, to fill the Holy Spirit.
神真要动工啊！
So when God moves,
我们就有可能明白主的心了。
We will know the mind of Christ.
一个慕道者
，a truth seeker.
只有听到这样这么一点点。
He's only heard so few words.
后来 他神让他得到圣灵了。
But God let him receive the Holy Spirit.
后来他就受洗了。
And he was later baptized.
所以主也是要我们知道他的用心，他的付出。
So God also wants us to understand him.
接下来我们要谈的。
The next topic.
要怎么样才会体会耶稣基督的心？
How do we feel the mind of Christ?
才能够具备耶稣基督的心呢？
How can we then possess the mind of Christ?
这才是一个非常重要的对我们的一种学习啊。
And this is a very important lesson to us.
那我们就根据哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们来提出几点。
We'll mention a few points.
作为我们在这一方面的一种学习努力。
So that we can pursue after this.
就如同保罗勉励，我们应该要有耶稣基督的心。
It's just like Paul who encourages to have the mind of Christ.
那第一点呢？
First,
我们来看这个哥林多前书第二章的六节到八节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8. Chapter 2 verse 6 to 8. 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. 7.But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. 8. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
在这里，保罗针对他们的问题就讲了这么样的话。
Here Paul said this in reply to their question.
因为在哥林多教会里面有人啊，为了要追求世上的学问智慧啊。
Because within the Corinthian church, there were ones who pursued earthly wisdom.
然后就认为啊，不要神的道理智慧了。
And forsake God's wisdom.
但是保罗特别在这里讲明了。
But here Paul says.
这是一个非常错误的现象。
This is not a good.
如果活在这种生活里面呢，你没办法具备耶稣基督的心呢。
If you live like this, then you would not have the mind of Christ.
更不能体会主的用心了。
And you would not understand the heart of
Christ. 所以在这里他就特别这样讲明了。
And here he says.
就是要明白神奥秘的智慧哦。
We have to understand God's mystery.
这神奥秘的智慧是在神创造世界以前就已经显明了。
This hidden wisdom which God has shown before the creation of earth.
保罗针对这样的说法，
and Paul said this.
他提出了一个很重要的问题。
He raised a question.
他问到说，神的智慧和能力是什么？
What is the wisdom and power of God?
如果问到我们怎么回答？
If we were asked this question, what would we answer?
你曾经想过吗？
Have you thought about this?
神的智慧能力是什么？
What is the power and wisdom of God?
我们来看看保罗怎么说。
Let's see what Paul says.
请看哥林多前书第一章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. Chapter 1 verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
我们再来看这个二十一节。
And also chapter 1 verse 21. For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
在这里讲了。
Here it says.
神的能力和神的智慧是什么？
What the power and wisdom of God
在信主相信的人是神的智慧和能力是什么呢？
For those who believe, what are the power and wisdom of God?
就是指着十字架的道理了。
Is the gospel of the cross.
是神的智慧，也是神的能力。
It is the power and the wisdom of God.
所以，我们在这个地方啊，
so we're here.
可以看到保罗他真的在这一方面有这样的确信了。
Sorry, over here we can see Paul's conviction.
所以在二章的一节二节，他这里说。
And in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
他说，我不是用社会任何种种经验的说法来宣传神的奥秘。
He says, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellence of speech or wisdom.
他说他在教会中间里面只知道耶稣基督和十字架的道理。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ.
这才是真正明白神奥秘的智慧的人呢。
And this is one who truly understands the mystery.
也是能够体会 经验耶稣基督的用心呢、啊。
And this is one who understands the heart of God.
所以这一点非常重要。
This is very important.
那第二点呢、啊、
？Secondly,
要如何经验耶稣基督的心呢
？How do we experience the heart of God?
我们来看哥林多前书第二章
，First Corinthians chapter two,
第十节
，Verse ten, chapter two, verse ten. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
在这里，保罗这样劝勉。
Here Paul encourages us.
就是要借着神的圣灵明白神的事。
It's through God's Holy Spirit to understand.
这就是我要谈的第二点了。
This is the second point.
这里十一节这样说。
In verse 11.
如果没有神的灵
，If we do not have the Spirit of God,
没有办法了解神的事。
No one knows the things of God.
借着神的圣灵，你才能够明白、了解神的事。
Only through the Spirit of God can we know the things of God.
神借着圣灵来开通我们的心呢。
God used the Holy Spirit to open up our hearts.
那十二节又说
，Verse 12.
若不是从神来的圣灵啊
，If not the Spirit of God,
我们怎么能够知道神一切的事呢
？How can we know the things that have been
given to us by God? 所以借着神的圣灵的帮助，开恩典，让我们明白神的事哦。
So only through the grace from the Holy Spirit can we understand the things
of God. 所以保罗在这里说，神开恩典是给我们明白神的事。哎
，So here Paul says God gave us grace.
然后十三节又讲
，Verse 13，
在下半段说，用圣灵所指教的言语，让我们了解属神的事。
At the second half, the Holy Spirit teaches comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
圣灵所指教的言语，就是这本圣经神所启示的真理啊。
The words of the Holy Spirit is in this Bible.
借着神的真理，你才能够有圣灵的帮助，让我们了解神的真理呢。
And with the truth of God, we can ask for help from the Holy Spirit to understand.
就能够明白属灵属神的事。
Then we can understand the things of spiritual.
就能够经验主耶稣基督的心。
Then we can experience the heart of Christ.
有一个弟兄
，Once there was a brother.
啊，他曾经问一个问题啊，面对这个教会的长老。
He had a question for the elders of the church.
啊，那长老很用心的向他回答。
And then the elder answered very respectfully.
很奇妙的是。
Very miraculous.
当这个长老在回答圣经的这个问题，本着圣经的时候。
While this elder was answering according to the Bible.
那个弟兄突然感觉啊，他的内心啊，这个心啊，非常的火热。
That brother finally felt this warmth in his heart.
听懂这个长老讲解圣经的道理。
He understood what the elder was saying.
那种热会传，一直从他的心往他的身体啊，传布到这个全身了。
And this heat came out from his heart and went through his
body. 让我感动的流泪耶。
And he was touched to the point of tears.
没有办法去挡住的。
He was not able to stop it.
他亲自体会到一种圣灵的感动，打开心，让他的内心非常火热的。
And he has felt the movement of the Holy Spirit that opened his heart.
这个时候，那个长老在讲解的时候，他自己也掉眼泪，非常感动。
And at this point, the elder was also in tears.
长老就跟这个弟兄讲。
The elder told the brother.
跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
一起祷告，两个都被圣灵充满。
And while they were praying, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
从此，这个弟兄非常喜欢圣经。
And from this point onwards, the brother loved
the Bible. 他每天不可缺少做的就是要天天读经。
Every day he had to read the Bible.
而且读经前祷告。
And before he read the Bible,
读完圣经以后也祷告。
And he will pray again after he
finished reading. 所以他渐渐的体会到很多属神属灵的事。
So he has experienced a lot of things from God.
他在灵里面的体验非常多。
And he has a lot of spiritual experiences.
后来这个弟兄也是投入服侍神的工作里面。
And he later joined the ministry.
这是一个他亲自所体验的。
This is his own experience.
借着圣灵的感动引导啊，明白属神的真理啊。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit, he understood things of God.
要怎么样经验主的心
？How do we experience the mind of Christ?
我们再来看那个哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
四节五节。
Verse 4 and 5.Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
在这里保罗说
Here Paul says,
我的话，我说的话，讲的道。
My speech and my preaching.
一个传道人最重要的工作就是讲述神的话。
The most important task for a pastor is to.
所以这是指着这圣工哦。
So this is the holy word.
保罗说我不用人的委婉的言语哦。
He says he does not use persuasive.
有的人有口才。
Some people are very.
你听得觉得很好，很华丽。
You listen to them and you feel.
但是它里面没有主的生命。
But there's no life of God.
那是人的话。
Those are words of men.
保罗说：“我做神的工作，传讲道理是用圣灵和大能的名证。”
Paul says, "I do the work of God."
第五节又说
，Verse five.
他说：“我们的信心信仰呢
？Our faith
不在乎人的智慧
，Our faith should not be in the wisdom of men.
只在乎神的大能
，But in the power of God.
所以这里要讲的就是在乎神的大能呢。”
But he, so here it mentions the power of God.
所有事的成就乃是在乎这位真神呢。
Everything is fulfilled because of God.
事实上，我们活着的时候，所有的话跟行为动作啊。
In reality, in our lives, our speech and our actions.
其实，你如果体会主的心
，If we understand the mind of Christ,
我们很多事情都是要在乎他的大能的同工哎。
A lot of things we need to rely on the power of God.
尤其是在我们的信心里面
，Especially on our
我们要得到神的大能来坚固保守我们呢。
We need the power of God to strengthen us, to keep us.
因为我们是属血气的人，还活着嘛。
Because we are alive and we belong.
那我们在全能的主面前又有什么好可夸的呢
？How can we boast in front of God?
当我们夸自己的时候
，When we boast about ourselves,
其实就显出我们软弱的时候。
It shows our weakness.
因为你不知道这位主全能的大能。
Because you do not know the power of God.
有一个。传道人
There was a pastor.
他非常忠心讲述神的话
He was very loyal and preaching
有一次在讲到奉主的名讲道的时候
One time when he was preaching the name of Christ
当他讲到一段经文
When he was reading a scripture
在底下有慕道朋友
There were truth seekers amongst them
刚好讲到以西结书的37章
And it was about Ezekiel chapter 37
那里有讲到这个先知以西结被神的灵感动带到这个旷野这个地方。
Mentioned how Ezekiel was moved and was brought to the wilderness.
然后面对旷野的死人的骸骨啊。
And he faced the valley of dead bones.
神要他说预言。
God wanted him to prophesy.
然后神的灵就降下来了。
Then the Spirit of God came down.
啊，那一些人啊，骸骨的骨头就连起来了。
And the bones joined together.
然后生筋长肉。
And sinews and flesh grew.
又长皮。
And skin formed.
最后就成为有灵的活人，成为神的极大军队。
Then they became men and a mighty warrior for God.
当那个传道人讲到这方面这个地方的道理的时候。
When the pastor mentioned this passage.
底下有一个慕道朋友
One of the truth seekers,
他坐在底下听的时候
he was listening.
一面听一面流泪
While he was listening, he cried.
原来他看到异象
Because he saw a vision.
眼前就出现那个以西结书37章1到10节的情景、啊、
it was the vision from Ezekiel chapter 37.
神圣灵的大能就显明在他的身上了
The power of God's Holy Spirit was revealed.
哇他看到好感动哦
So he saw it and he was
一直流眼泪的
He kept on crying.
神的国就在乎神的大能了
The kingdom of God is the power of God.
更何况是我们的言语生命和我们的信仰啊真的在乎神的大能、哎、
So that's how our speech, our lives should be.
所以这三点真的会让我们、啊、经验耶稣基督的心
So these three points will let us understand the mind of God.
要明白神奥秘的智慧就是神的真理咯
We have to understand the mystery of God, which is
借着神的圣灵来明白神的事。
We need God's Holy Spirit to understand things of God.
在乎神的大能。
And the power of God.
我们真的不算什么。
We're nothing.
我们真的很盼望能够抓住和得到主的心。
We hope to grasp and have the heart.
这样我们能够才能讨主的欢喜。
And only like this can we please God.
将来能够得见主的面。
And the future can we see God.
这种人才能够站在主的面前呢、啊。
Only this kind of people can stand in
God. 因为他体会耶稣基督的心。
Because he has felt the.
甚至效法，慢慢具备主的心。
And he has tried to follow it and have the heart of Christ.
主的形象是什么？刚刚我们前面讲了。
We have mentioned what the form of Christ is.
如果我们能够体会这样。
If we can understand this.
其实这才是真正我们人活着没有遗憾的地方。
Then we will live without regret.
才能够真的心满意足啊。
Then we can be happy.
我们愿主成全，我们能够体会他的心。
We ask God to help us so that we can understand His
并且能够用心在侍奉主的工作上面。
And that we can work fervently in the holy works.
荣耀归于他。
May all glory belong to Him.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
500首。
500.